Hello world, this is Bitmask and EP Jade coming at you from WMUC College Park Digital. I am Bitmask coming at you from the A side. Jade, how you doing today?
Doing good, man. Doing good.
Ah, that is fantastic. That is fantastic. We've got a lovely show coming up for you today. On the A side, we have got some selections from the game Fez, celebrating that 14th anniversary of that game. Really, really great platformer. Highly recommend. After that, we've got some a request for some Minecraft music. That is from Cassie from Georgia. How you doing, Cassie? Jade, what we got on the B side today?
On the beat side, we got some Midnight Club Los Angeles, going back to the Xbox 360 era.
Oh, yeah.
And we've got some Burning Rangers from the Sega Saturn. Stay tuned, guys. Also, shout out to Fez 2 that never came out.
Yeah. Crazy Phil Fish, man. Stay tuned. Sorry about that, folks. Technical difficulties. One second. That was Compass, Puzzle, and Home, all by Disasterpiece from the game Fez. Fez is a fantastic platformer where you can kind of, like, it's kind of hard to explain. You shift your perspective by, like, sort of, the game exists in 2D, but the world that you're playing in is 3D, and you can kind of, like, shift perspective and make your little character sort of, like, travel around like the face of a cube. I don't know. You're going to have to look it up because I'm really, really bad at explaining it.
It's kind of like the 2D sections for, like, Mario and Mario Odyssey when you're playing, like, the 8-bit.
Yeah. I think it's exactly like that. That's a great way to describe it, Jade. You ever play Fez before?
I played the demo way back when I got my PS4 back in 2015, 2016. Yeah. And never played past the demo, but I really like what I played at the first game.
It is an exceptional game. So tragic that Fez 2 was canceled way back when. Jade and I were just having a discussion about that. Can't really talk a lot about what Mr. Phil Fish did. Well, nothing like crazy. He just got into some Twitter arguments. But the guy's not great, unfortunately. Had some really bad takes and canceled a whole game for it. Pretty sad stuff. Up next, we got some Minecraft music. We're not just playing C418 today, folks. We are playing some modern music alongside some C418 because, of course, C418 is just a classic. There's a reason that soundtrack is in the Library of Congress now. Some really exceptional, you know, newcomers to the game of game composing. We've got some Aaron Cheroff. We've got Lena Raine, who also you might know also did the Celeste soundtrack. And then, of course, we've got some C418. Stay tuned, folks. We can't wait to show you. That was Featherfall by Aaron Sheriff, Dry Hands by C418, and Other Side by Lena Raine. All fantastic tracks from Minecraft. Jaden and I were just having a very interesting conversation. I should know this as a games composer, but it turns out Minecraft Volume Alpha, as you were saying, Jade, that is the survival soundtrack. And the Volume Beta is the creative soundtrack. And both of the songs on both of those albums either play on survival mode or creative mode, respectively.
Correct, yeah. Well, specifically, like, the bulk of, like, Alpha. Boltovodka is survival, and Beta plays mostly creative with some other updates, like the end and, like, the music disc and
wow.
So on and so forth.
That is freaking awesome. We got another wonderful side of our show coming up. Jade's playing some fantastic tunes from the Xbox 360. Stay tuned. This is WMUC.
Ever wonder why you feel like a complete zombie when your alarm goes off after 8 hours, if you're even lucky enough to get that much sleep? As college students, it feels almost impossible for us to get enough sleep. We're constantly told to get 8 hours, but is that really the magic number? Did you know that throughout the night, your body cycles through periods of light sleep and very deep sleep? Most people's sleep cycles tend to last 90 minutes, so if you aim for 8 hours, your alarm is likely to go off just as you're diving into deeper sleep. Try aiming for 7.5 hours of sleep and see how you feel in the morning. If you feel great, you probably nailed it and found your sleep cycle. If you don't feel perfect just yet, test out an 85 or 95-minute sleep cycle instead. Not only will you feel great in the mornings once you discover your magic number, you'll also add about 30 minutes of valuable time to your day.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Hello World. I am your co-host, EP Jade, for the B-side. We've got some songs from the Xbox 360 for Midnight Club Los Angeles, back in a time when Rockstar actually released games on a consistent schedule.
Those halcyon days.
So we got three tracks from that game, and then after that, we've got some interesting tracks from the Sega Saturn from Burning Rangers. I'll tell you all about this game from the critically acclaimed and critically questionable Yuji Naka from the Sonic the Hedgehog series.
Fascinating.
We'll see what he was doing during the late 90s. Stay tuned, everybody.
We're going to go to our very first caller. We're going to Judy, line four, Oshawa. You're on the air. Hello, Judy. Asking the question, Judy, how has rejection affected your life?
This group of people, they rejected me. They rejected me. One person in particular, but I don't want to say his name.
No.
Because I've forgiven and forgotten about it. We'll be right back.
Welcome back, everyone, from Midnight Club, Los Angeles. That was, let me see my list right here. That was Antiform, Hyper, and Deadmau5 for Rockstar's 2008 release on the Xbox 360 and PS3, and I think Steam, but honestly, Rockstar had an inconsistent kind of release schedule on PC. What'd you think? What are the thoughts on that?
Jay, that was sick. Holy cow. I mean, Jade and I were just having a conversation. I had no idea that, you know, this game, is, I guess, apparently has a very, very rare early Deadmau5 track from 2004, 2005 or something like that. That is now...
Correct, yeah. Off of his Get Scraped LP from, I believe, 2005.
That is crazy.
And you won't find this one on streaming services because, unfortunately, when tracks get caught in copyright hell, I mean, it's, yeah. you gotta track down the archives. To get
absolutely,
this stuff.
Absolutely, and I think that it's, yeah, I mean, it's like that whole album is just so Rockstar is just very, very good at selecting really banger, sort of just musical tracks, musical artists, and things like that. I mean,
100%
for GTA yeah. 5, I mean, they had one of the biggest licensing deals with several sort of music licensing groups to get some really fantastic artists in to simulate a real radio station in game, you know.
They had like Lady Hear Me Tonight.
Oh yeah,
they had
Mojo,
Stardust.
Yeah,
oh yeah,
like
GTA 5.
Really fantastic stuff. Oh, and from a like 10 to 15 different genres or something like that for like 10 to 15 different radio shows.
Yeah.
It was really, I mean, they are just spectacular at selecting banger music.
Absolutely. Yeah. After that popular release, we got another release that definitely nobody has heard about whatsoever. We've got Burning Rangers on the Sega Saturn. I was talking about this earlier on the A side, but this comes from Yuji Naka from Sega, who was a part of the original development of Sonic the Hedgehog.
Wow.
On the Genesis.
That's fantastic. So what the H word is Burning Rangers?
So Burning Rangers, it's this 3D like mech shooter type of game, but it's not
fascinating.
It's not a mech shooter like Armored Core where that's really the focus. It's a bit of like an arcade, I don't want to say cute 'em up, but it's like a 3D like mech shooter, but it's not as serious as what you
right.
find on like the original Xbox or PlayStation. Very interesting. It's interesting that we got this and we got Nights into Dreams and I believe Panzer Dragoon Saga on the Sega Saturn, but we didn't get a 3D Sonic. There was a hiatus on mainline Sonic games from the Genesis, I believe, for 5 years up until the Dreamcast.
Wow.
So it was a long time coming. But I guess they experimented with what worked in that 3D era, because during that generation on the Sega Saturn, I believe the colloquially termed as like the fifth generation, that's when people were really figuring out how to make these games.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah. Oh,
Super Mario 64 kind of established like the core elements of like a 3D game, and then
absolutely.
Developers slowly were learning how to.
Yeah, that was really one of the first games where we got a lot of incredible quality of life changes for 3D games.
Absolutely.
I mean, for example, the camera following you, the player around, that mm-hmm. was a brand new thing in Super Mario. I mean, prior to that, you might be familiar with the concept of tank controls, right? Where you control the camera and the player controls separately like you would in the original Resident Evil.
Absolutely, yeah.
And, I mean, that era was a very, very pivotal time for 3D games and 3D platformers in general. So that's really cool.
Absolutely. So we got Burning Rangers, the three main tracks from that for the Sega Saturn. Stay tuned, folks. Burning Rangers for the Sega CD. Sorry, Sega Saturn. My goodness. Bitmaz, what'd you think of that?
That was sick. A lot of really great different little Japanese city pop style tracks. I had not even heard of Burning Rangers previously until Jade. We looked at eBay for some of the prices to play Burning Rangers, and oh my god, for an American copy of that game, it's like $800.
Unbelievable.
$800.
Yeah. If you grew up during that time, if you were a kid during the Sega Saturn time in America and you want to go back, I guess you got to thank emulators for existing, because you are not getting a copy.
Not a chance.
I will not be here next week, folks, but we hope to see you at some other point. Stay tuned for the next episode.
See you guys.
Turn the white snow red as strawberries in drops of red tied round their throats to keep their little heads from falling in the snow. And I turn round and there you go, and Michael, you would fall and turn the white snow red as strawberries in summertime.
Don't look back over your shoulder. Keep your eye on freedom's shore. 'Cause you know the brave men with you also pay the wages of war. You can read all about justice in a million books and more, but there aren't words to bring back Evers, nor pay the price that he stood for. So don't look back over your shoulder. Keep your eye on freedom's shore. Yeah, 'cause you know the brave men with you also pay the wages of war. Well, can't you hear the bells of Selma calling out their mournful chimes? Just another death for justice, another sorrow that's yours and mine. So don't look back over your shoulder. Keep your eye on freedom's shore. 'Cause you know the brave men with you also pay the wages of war. Make a prison, many names that can bring hate. It tear them down and write them over, for you find it's just too late. So don't look back over your shoulder. Keep your eye on freedom's shore. 'Cause you know the brave men with you also pay the wages of war. Long, hot, lonely, lonely night for me. Woman on my mind, way off from Georgia. Pretty woman as I've ever seen. Face and sweet, sweet smile in Georgia. Sweet, sweet kiss is gonna melt my tennis shoes. She wraps her arms around me back in Georgia. Drives me wild.